With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump campaigned in Pennsylvania yesterday.
I will say this about Biden. He's the single greatest expert on foreign policy in history. You know what that means? If you did the exact opposite of what he suggested every single time, you'd go down as the greatest foreign policy president in history. If you did the exact opposite.
Mr. Trump is running neck and neck with Democrat Kamala Harris with 2 weeks to go in the campaign. Well, Postman has a new deal.
The U.S. Postal Service says it welcomes an agreement reached with the National Association of Letter Carriers Union. The tentative contract agreement still must be ratified by some 200,000 mail delivery workers. The members of the Letter Carriers Union have been working without a contract for more than a year. The deal includes backdated pay raises and the promise that their mail trucks will be updated with air conditioning. Letter carriers who work in cities will see three annual pay raises by 2025 and cost of living adjustments. Rural workers are covered by a different union. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Workers at seven CVS pharmacies in Southern California have gone on strike for better pay and health care and to protest what they say is bad faith contract bargaining by the company. The strike affects four stores in Los Angeles and three in Orange County. Began Friday morning, continues this weekend. Turkish President Erdogan has met with German Chancellor Scholz in Istanbul. Both leaders discussed bilateral concerns and opportunities for cooperation. They could not agree on their respective stances toward Israel, however. This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates are raising alarms about proposed legislation that would increase the power of Islamic courts in Malaysia. International Christian Concern says, quote, it's about power and control. If this bill passes, it could lead to a situation where religious authorities have the final say on a wide range of issues, from personal relationships to public policy. That would be bad news for Malaysia's small Christian population, which has to abide by the decisions of the Islamic courts. The latest census finds that about two-thirds of the country's people are Muslim, while 20% are Buddhists and 10% are Christians. A full-scale replica of the rooms Anne Frank used to hide from Nazi occupiers during World War II is headed to New York. The replica of the Anne Frank House Museum, which is located in Amsterdam, is being built in the Netherlands and will be shipped across the Atlantic for a show titled Anne Frank the Exhibition. It takes place at the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan. This is SRN News. Nokia has reported better than expected third quarter earnings, mainly due to cost cutting.
The earnings increase was somewhat offset by the company's sales dive of 8%, largely due to a weaker India market. The Finland-based company reported a net profit of $389 million for the July to September period, up 22% from $318 million a year earlier. Nokia suffered this year and last year from operators cutting back on investments into 5G and other telecom technology because of economic uncertainty and high financing costs. Jeremy House reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 20th. It's the 294th day of 2024. There are just 72 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1803, the U.S. Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase. This is SRN News.